it's also known as dowsing, and it's an attempt to locate underground water usually, but sometimes it's used for finding metals or gemstones, even graves at times, and other times it's been used to locate missing people. And they do it by using forked sticks, rods or pieces of wire, whatever it's the dowser feels comfortable with. Albert Cook always said that radiation is all around us and that everything emits an electromagnetic wave, and that this was the basis of radiolocation for sonar and other related subjects. And the use of the divining rod, it was to indicate and isolate specific electromagnetic waves, such as those given off by an underground stream. And the body of the water, with its sensitive nervous system, is the indicator of the waves which pass through. And the indicator, the divining rod, is controlled by them. I've got an interest in it only because I have an uncle who's 95 and he has been water divining all his life, and he has had a lot of success with it, where he lived out in central Queensland and did a lot of work for the cattle properties out there.
So we've got several divining rods that belong to Albert Cook here at Greenmount Homestead. Are they actually a fair bit smaller than I was expecting? How many do you have here?
Well, there are 14 full sets here, and I'm not certain what they're made of, because as yet I haven't been able to discover what Albert has written in his diaries about them. He did produce two books, one in 1941 and another one that was the radial detection book, and then another one was published posthumously in 1948 after his death, and that was called The Natural Science of the Divining Rod. I'm still trying to find, in reading through those, exactly what the rods that are here were made of.
They look like they're made of some kind of wood, don't they?
They do. They certainly do. But the interesting thing I see about these is that each of them has a handle. And just looking at what my uncle has used in the past with his divining, there was no handle. It was close. It was keeping the body close to the actual divining rod. And I'm very interested to find out as to why Albert Cook had handles on his and what the actual handles are made of, because they appear to be different types of timber. Some of them appear to be bamboo, but I'm not certain. He looked for a lot of different things. He looked for gold at Grass Tree Beach. He looked for oil at Cape Hillsborough, and other things like petrol, sapphires, all those sorts of things in different parts of the country. So I imagine he used different rods for different substances that he was looking for. As far as my uncle goes, he mainly looked for water, and with him he claimed that he could feel the power, for want of a word, that came through the rods. And he uses forked sticks or pieces of wire, and even he was telling me the other day that he even uses copper pipes, and he's able to detect the magnetism that comes from, in his case, the streams of water coming up through that and through his body.
Isn't it remarkable that some people have this ability and other people, you know, can't detect?
That's exactly right. And I've seen lots of people say they can, but they've been found out to be charlatans afterwards.
How much did water divining mean to Albert, and how much did he do it here and around the Mackay region?
Well, originally, that was why Greenmount Homestead was built where it was, because he was looking for somewhere where there was a water supply to put a well, because in those days there was a need for water at the house. And he actually came to this small rise here at Greenmount and found that there was a stream fairly close to the surface, and that's why the well was put here outside the walls of the Greenmount Homestead.
Is it something that genetically was passed down to Tom or one of his children?
Well, it's interesting. That's a theory that a lot of people have, but it has been proven that that isn't the case, that one, the father might be able to do it, but the son can't. And in the case of my uncle, his son, Peter, also can do it, but nowhere near as good as his father.
And it's not just water that people might be looking for with divining rods or sourcing. Some of the other things you mentioned, how was Albert involved in those?
Well, he believed that things like sciatica, asthma, rheumatoid problems were all caused by radiation from underground streams or coal seams or iron loads or even heavy clay seams passing under dwellings. And he used to advocate that you put a piece of wire on the eastern end of the house into the ground and on the western end of the house into the ground, and that would stop these rheumatoid problems, or alternatively shifting your bed. But the other interesting thing that he became involved in was looking for lost people. And also, by using a photograph, he claimed that he could find someone who was lost, not even in Australia, lost overseas, because he was able to tell through body waves whether or not that person was still alive or whether they'd passed away. And he did a lot of that. And in his book, he does claim to have proven that, but as yet I haven't been able to find out exactly who it was he proved was missing but was still alive. There is another case where he used to get samples of clothing from people who were ill. They would send the clothing to him and he would feel that clothing with his divine and touch with his divining rods, and he could tell them what was wrong with them, why, how they could cure their sciatica or their rheumatism or asthma or what have you.
In a way, I mean, for a farmer and property owner as well, he's quite spiritual.
Very spiritual, very ahead of his time, and was sometimes looked upon as being a little bit different.
When it comes to the missing people, did he use a map or anything with the divining rods for that?
He could see, if he had a map of an area, he could sometimes pinpoint where the person was that way. I still am not aware of how he did it. I would love to get hold of a copy of his first book. We haven't been able to find one up here at the homestead, but no doubt one will turn up somewhere.